Remember when all the weird stuff was being said, like, wear two masks before you go outside?
It's a strange world, all right.
As a matter of fact, at R&B Car Company, we never stop buying cars and selling cars. 600 vehicles to choose from right now with no payments for 90 days and rates as low as 3.79% with approved credit.
$3,500 minimum for your trade-in, or we'll match your down payment up to $3,500.
And financing options available for everyone, even the toughies.
Shop now and get pre-approved.
Shop now at rbcarcompany.com.
This is Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw. 99.7 FM, 1480 AM, online at newsnowwarsaw.com, and the News Now Warsaw app. Here's your host for Tiger Talk, the radio voice of Tiger Sports, Roger Grossman.
Good morning. Welcome to the last regular season show for 2022-2023. We will have a spring version of this show, and that will start the Saturday after everybody comes back from spring break. Not the Saturday at the end of spring break, but the Saturday after that. That we'll talk about baseball and softball and boys and girls track and field and the spring sports. So that'll come up in the middle of April. We will continue to have this show as long as there is a boys basketball season. Next week, we're going to talk with Anthony DeBroda of the boys swim team. They have people down in Indianapolis. The results were really, really interesting last night at the state championship prelims at the IUNet Auditorium. We will talk about that more in just a minute. The boys basketball team beat Carroll last night 60-49. They wrap up the regular season at 14-9. Goshen beat Glenn 66-41. Northwood beat Elkhart 61-30. Northridge beat DeKalb 45-35. That was a 16-13 game at halftime. Penn beat Merrillville 94-49. It was Westview over Concord 40-36. So the teams in the sectional, Elkhart finishes 16-6. They play Penn, who's 23-1 and ranked number two in 4A, on Tuesday at 6 o'clock. Game two then, Warsaw 14-9, Northridge 13-10. Goshen draws the first bye. They play the winner of Elkhart and Penn. Goshen finishes 11-11. And Concord finished 11-10. They play the winner of the Tigers and the Raiders next Friday in the semifinals. Other scores from around the area. Argus beat Elkhart Christian 54-41. Bremen beat Culver 35-32. Central Noble beat Fairfield 62-36. It was east side of Ventura Busco 47-24. Concordia beat Columbia City in overtime 59-55. Knox beat Triton 47-37. Lakeland Christian wins again. They beat Whitco 47-43. Maconaqua beat Rochester 80-31. Manchester beat Mississinewa 51-40. Mishawaka Marion beat Tippecanoe Valley 58-53. Mishawaka beat St. Joe 63-60 in overtime. Northfield beat Tri-Central 65-49. Southwood beat Bluffton 83-54. Wabash beat Peru 82-74 in overtime. Wallasey down to East Noble 62-46. And West Noble won again. They beat Garrett 68-55. The girls' basketball state finals begin in about an hour and a half down at Gainbridge Fieldhouse in Indianapolis. At 10:30, Bethany Christian from just up the road takes on Lanesville in the 1A title game. At 12:45, it's LaPelle and Forest Park. In 3A at 6, our neighbors from the north, Fairfield, will take on Cordon Central. And at 8:15, it's Fishers and Bedford North Lawrence. Rita Price and Tim Kiefaber are live in Indianapolis on 107.3, starting coverage at 10:15. We will also, here on News Now Warsaw, have the 1A and 2A championships for you this afternoon. Matt Moore's Bunch was a winner last night against a very good Carroll team. We'll play a highlight for you and talk about it next. Here on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
It's back. Splendor Boats Indoor Boat Sale and Open House. Coming to their Silver Lake location on State Road 15 only. Thursday, February 23rd and Friday, February 24th from 3 to 7 p.m. And Saturday, February 25th from 9 until 3. Family fun with pontoons or custom-built catamaran deck boats for cruising, fishing, and tubing. All available models will be on display. Check out the inventory online at SplendorBoatsWarsaw.com. The Indoor Boat Show and Open House Thursday, February 17th through Saturday, February 19th at their Silver Lake location on State Road 15. Splendor Boats, real people, real products, real quality.
Basketball is a game where your team could play man defense, zone defense, motion offense, press. You could focus on shooting threes or scoring in the post. Whatever strategy you use, in order to win the game, your team needs a head coach with an effective game plan. We at Alder for Bergen can help you develop and implement a financial game plan for your family's future.
Let Alder for Bergen be the head coach of your financial planning team. Alder for Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at alderforbergen.com.
Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
Some things just make sense, like chips and salsa.
It's spicy!
Like football and a tailgate.
Best one!
You know what else makes sense? Taking my car to the experts at Monty's Best One Tire and Service for all my automotive needs. They have been in business for over 50 years and employ ASE certified technicians. Taking your vehicle to a locally owned Monty's Best One Tire and Service? I think you'll agree. It just makes sense.
Jackson Gould hands off to Martin, top of the circle. Makes a move, got around Sampson, all the way to the rack for two. Brant Martin right down the middle of the lane to score to make it 25-21. Warsaw by four with 90 seconds left to play in the first half.
Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company in Warsaw on News Now Warsaw, continues as Roger is joined by boys basketball coach Matt Moore.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I played that highlight on purpose. One, because I wanted to recognize Brant had a really good game last night at both ends of the floor. But I wanted to do that because I wanted to lead into the conversation today by saying so much of what happened in the 32 minutes of the varsity game last night looked like you had designed it from the beginning of the season, right? You wanted Jaeger to be able to step out and make shots. You wanted Brant Martin to be aggressive. He did that. You wanted Jackson to be a facilitator. He did a lot of that. You wanted Bricker to get open shots and make them. He did that. So much of what you wanted to have happen this season happened last night.
I mean, there's a saying that you never outperform what you believe yourself to be. And I think our guys, we forget oftentimes that many of them, of the younger guys, are still searching for where they fit and their identity. And then the older guys try to do all that they can to shoulder a lot of the responsibility and sometimes too much. And so there's such a give and take. And you're right. I think last night, I if you would have told me at the start of the season that the last game of the year, my lineup would include the lineup that was out there, I would not understand why. But if you've taken the journey with us, then you understand why. And I think we have gradually and slowly and methodically become more confident in our identity of who we are individually and collectively. Our belief has grown, and I think you see us playing, at least last night, for majority of that game, just playing how I believe we need to be able to play to be where we want to be.
Carroll kind of punched you in the face right off the bat. They take an early lead. Your guys showed some resilience and bounced back right away and got back almost level at the end of the first quarter.
And sometimes I think it's important to get punched in the mouth because it assesses the survival instinct in you of competing. And oftentimes it is hard. I don't know. I mean, the ebbs and flows of a 16, 17, 18-year-old, 15-year-old in some cases for us is tied to how their day and how their week goes. And so their performance level sometimes is completely dictated to their habits and their emotions of their days, their weeks, and their relationships. And so it's not just, you know, a fan shows up at 6 o'clock and they're ready to watch you play at 7:30, right? And you're going to play well. And you forget oftentimes of all the things that go into getting to that moment, you know, let alone all the other things that have gone well or have been distractions. And so, I think Carroll is a team that, as you watch them, they were so talented. And not to take anything away from how they played, because I think we played that good last night. But it is good to get punched in the mouth early and have to kind of reset your focus of, okay, I really have to lock in here, because if I don't, this could go sideways quick.
And you, again, had a different lineup in there. Jackson did not start. Drew Heckman did not play. And for those guys to do that without those two guys on the floor was even more impressive.
Yeah, I mean, I think there was a quote, one of my favorite quotes, as you navigate things that are hard, is once you discover that failure is survivable, You know, we had a tough game the other night. And you figure out that that is survivable. Then the fear subsides. And then you realize that failure is not the opposite of success, that it is part of the process. And, you know, Jackson and Drew have done so much for us this year, right? And it's easy to look at a isolated pocket and say, you know, this is what's going on. But in all reality, I wouldn't trade those two guys, you know, for anybody, because they've been so important to the fabric and the growth for us in the last 3 years. And they're continuing to grow and lead and do the things that we ask them to do. And I think you saw that last night, especially with Jackson. And you know, Drew's attitude was awesome. Jackson was phenomenal last night. I mean, he played as complete of a game. And that's how we can win the sectional, is having him do everything that he does that he's capable of. Because when he hits all those areas and rings that bell, man, it makes so many guys better.
It is fun to sit physically where we sit in the Tiger Den, and Jared and I are watching the game and describing the action, and to watch Luke Bricker just kind of hang out, and the play starts scrambling around, and people are running all over the place. And then there's this pass that goes lofting over the top to seemingly nowhere, right? It's like, where's that pass going? Oh, there's Bricker, wide open, 22-footer, splash, right? And it's funny how in the course of a play, people lose track of him. He makes them pay so often with that.
Yeah, the play that stands out to me is the start of the second half. They decide to come out in a zone, and we get scrambled a little bit, and then the ball ultimately finds Luke, and he's wide open, and he hits a three. And you look down, and there's no more satisfaction of a feeling when you're competing against somebody is when the head coach on the other team turns and looks at the assistant and kind of says something like, why are we doing that? Because it was probably a suggestion by one of the assistants, maybe.
Coach, we see that all the time, right? We're going to come out. We've been playing man. We are good at man. We have very little film against us playing a zone. We're going to throw this at them right out of halftime and try to mess them up.
Yeah, and, you know, and to Luke's credit, man, I said this a little bit last night. You know, his ability to kind of just all the things that he can't do, and this is a lot of people probably in life, like a lot of people can look at me and what I don't do as a coach or what I don't do as a teacher or whatever. But if you lean into things that you do and those start taking power, I mean, he can make shots as good as anybody that I've coached in 21 years at any level. And that is his thing. And he believes in it. Our guys believe in it. I told our guys in practice that we watched the film from Tuesday, and I don't think people understand sometimes. Like, Luke can go in a game and have a stat line of 0 for 3, no rebounds, no assists, 2 fouls, 27 minutes. And people would say, well, why is he playing, right? And the reality is he's playing because he might make a shot. Now, he didn't, but he might. And the ability that he might impacts everything that we do offensively. So it has nothing to do with necessarily his stat line. If he's not guarding, he won't play. But as long as he's guarding and competing, he gets the opportunity to play, because what he brings to the table changes how you have to guard us. And then that benefits everybody else on the floor.
And as a freshman, he struggled guarding people, and he struggled in about every other way except shooting three-pointers. And this year, his defense is better. His positioning on defense is better, and he has figured out other ways to score, back cuts, dribbling in and then backing up and falling away for jumpers. He's developed like a second pitch, like a baseball pitcher would.
Yeah, I think the thing you would not, if I put all of our statistics percentage-wise in front of you with no names, you would not guess what his field goal percentage is, because most of the time we see him for shooting threes. He leads us in 2-point field goal percentage on the season, and free throw percentage on the season, and 3-point percentage on the season, right? Like,
yeah.
He's been exceptional about that. But I live by this. Like, you don't get to play unless you can guard. That's how you get on the floor for me. As long as I'm here, if you want to play, you better be able to defend. That's how you get to get on the floor. Now, if you want to stay on the floor, you got to make plays or make shots. But you get to play because you can guard. That's why Carson Gould, as a freshman, gets to play varsity, because he can guard and he'll compete. And it's been fun to see the evolution of those guys in their belief in themselves. Trey Davis, right? He leads us in offensive rebounding. You know, 6 foot nothing, but he just has a motor and an instinct to find the basketball. Brant, Andrew, I mean, just all of them. And you're right, last night they kind of lived into that a little bit. I was really proud of Luke Yeager and just his ability to kind of just get back to being who he needs to be for us.
It felt like the game slowed down for Yeager last night, right? He got comfortable in the post. He made that turnaround shot from the block that he's either missed or had the ball stripped away before he ever got to it. And he just looked a lot more comfortable on the floor last night.
Yeah, yeah. And there's, I know this, but I think I don't do a great job of this all the time. There's power in just hearing compliments. And I mentioned this the other day. We watched film, and you know, I just kind of let him know what I've not been doing well. And it had nothing really to do with them. It was their output, but they're obviously not doing it consistently because I haven't taught it well enough for them to make it part of their routine. And so that's where I think Luke Yeager, we told him before the game, man, it's like, buddy, this is your night. You're double-double Luke tonight. And Brant, like, we have a nickname. We call him Brant Daddy. Brant, it's Daddy tonight. It's Brant Daddy, you know, and he comes out. And when you get those guys loose a little bit, that's what you need, because we're now stepping into an environment where each of those nights potentially are very, very different with how the game is going to be played and style of play. And if you get starting to get caught up in, you know, oh my goodness, this is the sectional and all the fans and all, like, then you start thinking about stuff that doesn't matter. And so you got to calm your guys down. You got to let them know it's a game. You got to just play, and hopefully we can do that.
There were a couple moments in the game toward the end of the third quarter. The last 60 seconds of the third quarter were a mess, and then you're thinking, here we go. It's a two possession game with about 3 minutes to go. And here your guys are going to have to finish this game off, going to have to handle the ball, going to have to make sharp passes, and we're all holding our breath, and the guys did it, and they did it very well last night.
Yeah. Jackson wasn't going to let us lose. I mean, he's a part of all of that that you just described, offensively, defensively, his communication level. That was something that Carroll's head coach had mentioned to me. He said, you know, when you come and you watch – It is, I think we take it for granted, honestly, as fans of Warsaw Tiger basketball and as coaches, that, you know, his ability to communicate to others in real time is fantastic. And in that absence, I think, you know, there's delay. And if you watch that back in the fourth quarter, like, defensively he's talking, at the free throw line he's talking, in dead balls he's talking, he's looking at me, like, there's just no disconnect at all. And then we rebound, we go. He attributes to kind of the push in that jump there that we had, and it just kind of, we whittle it away and it's over, just like that. And it had a big to do with him.
He had a moment last night that where his communication got him in trouble, because he completely turned his back on the guy who had the ball, who then went, well, I'm just going to drive right by you, and he did and scored. What do you say when that happens?
Well, I think as you're looking, you know, at the other four guys that are looking at him that see the drive, I would say, you guys better start rotating, right? Like, you know, our emphasis last night, and I thought we did a good job of executing it, was we do not want to give up rhythm shots. And so our closeouts have to be extremely hard, because we're going to run them off the line. And when we do, you better be in rotation to the drive. And I thought, even in that case, Jackson's kind of Barkin commands it, guys, the guy drives. Well, it's no different than a hard closeout. You better be ready to rotate. And I thought that we had some really good pockets of just defensive stands of rotation and talk and just competitive spirit.
And in a moment at the end of the game, you got an opportunity to put your third senior in the game. Will got into the game for the final seconds. He got to literally hold the ball and watch the time run out in his last game in the Tiger Den. That was a really cool moment.
Yeah, just, you know, you're sitting there hoping that, man, I hope Jackson makes these free throws so we can get Will in, because you can't, you know, you don't have time out at that point if he misses and they get the ball. And he hits them both, and it's just a cool moment for me to give him a hug and see him kind of all that he's been through and done for us and has been awesome. And then on the other side of that, Will, you know, Will, it is not, Will wants to play. I don't, it's not easy to be in a supporting role. He wants to play, and I would be disappointed if he didn't want to play. What you don't know is Will sprained his ankle extremely bad the night before and can't even walk off the floor at practice. And I had called him to check in and are you going to try to give it a go tonight? He's like, oh, yeah, I already got it taped, right? And that's what you want. Will's a program guy. He's a high-character guy. I had the fortunate pleasure to coach his brother Ben, and just awesome guys and just very grateful for their time of what they've been able to give to the program.
When we come back, we're going to talk about the sectional. The teams in the sectional have all finished up their regular season, so we're going to talk about the game on Tuesday night against Northridge. That's coming up next here on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
Are you looking for a local bank that has your best interests in mind? Crossroads is that bank, and they're happy to serve friends and neighbors. Please visit crossroadsbanking.com or stop in to visit in person in Columbia City, North Manchester, Peru, South Whitley, Syracuse, Wabash, or Warsaw. You can also find Crossroads Bank on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Crossroads Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Where your bank and your life meet, Crossroads Bank.
Traveling, double dribble, personal foul, all bad things in basketball. Spotty dishes, rust stains, dry skin, and hair, all bad things when it comes to your water. Rab Water Systems All-Star Team can help eliminate your water penalties. Home of the non-electric Kinetico, which provides clean, clear water 24/7 without electricity. Call or visit rabwater.com to fix your water.
Lakeside Chevrolet in Warsaw and Huntington announces invoice pricing on all new Silverados now through the end of February. We're loaded with brand new Silverados with more coming, so don't miss out. We're offering invoice pricing to everyone. Plus, you also get Lakeside's exclusive Warranty Forever program. Hurry in now to either store for best selection or shop us online at lakesidechevy.com.
We own your business every day. Lakeside Chevrolet.
This is Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw and the Warsaw Tigers Sports Network.
All right, let's talk about the draw, Coach. You get Northridge in Game 2 on Tuesday night at Elkhart's Northside Gym. The Raiders won last night over DeKalb 45-35. They finished up the regular season 13-10. They had that really long losing streak in the middle of it. They lost 8 in a row where they went to that tournament at Noblesville, and they got beat by double digits every game but one. They come back. We beat them. They played Northwood and Penn after that, then went to Mishawaka and got beat in the Cave. The really heart-wrenching one there was for them was Plymouth beat them in Middlebury by 3. But since then, they've won 6 out of 7, and the only team to beat them was Columbia City at their new gymnasium. So they've been playing a lot better here lately.
Yeah, I mean, it's... At this point, you know, confidence is an important thing for teams and the way you're trending. And they're trending the right way. They play the right way. Scott's a phenomenal guy and a great coach. And, you know, the thing that I think about Northridge that allows them to be able to win games, regardless of who the opponent is they can make threes. And in any pocket of time, they're going to be unique with their – a variety of defenses. I think we'll see a lot of 1-3-1. I think we'll see some box of one, some triangle and two. I think they'll throw everything at us to disrupt offensive structure and flow. And if the Bales brothers and the Radiker kid, if they can hit shots, it changes the feel of a game. And that's where we talk about this a lot with our guys. Twos don't beat you. Threes beat you, right? So if you get lost on a couple guys and they get loose, it can be difficult to overcome that, but we've done a good job of really, in the last 2 years in particular, of understanding the value of being attached and not giving them rhythm threes and really relying on our rotation defense.
So there is this thinking, especially in basketball, but in all sports in general, if you played a team in the regular season, then you're going to play them in the postseason, the team that lost has to make the adjustment. Thinking back to that game the first week of January, How relevant is that? Because it was 2 months ago. And what sort of adjustments do you anticipate them making?
Well, I mean, I just look at us and I say, you know, how are we playing? How are we playing well? Where do we need to grow? At first, I was like, man, I don't even remember anything about that game. Like you see the score, 47-41, and then one or two things come back to you, and you're like, oh, okay, yeah. I mean, we were down at halftime at 2 points, you know, 2 points at halftime. Drew and Jackson did not start that game.
Yep.
And then we go on a 15-2 run in the second half to kind of open it up. But at the same time, I think it determines like how quickly you play them. My last year at Fishers, we beat Zionsville at home the Friday before the sectional draw at their place on the road, rather. And then we drew them in the first round. And so you're less than, you know, 12 days apart from playing them again. That's a little bit different than, you know, almost 6 to 8 weeks ago. So I think for us, how we're playing right now, how they're playing right now, we've been a little bit more battle tested. They've come through a stretch, and for us, how we guard won't change. I think it's how we attack them offensively, and can we get big advantage shots and take care of the ball, and just not get overwhelmed by the moment.
Well, and that's where I wanted to go next, because you've got a lot of guys who don't have a lot of sectional experience. What things are you going to try to do to help ease them into this? Because there is no easy way to jump into the sectional at Northside Gym in front of what's going to be a huge crowd for all four teams that will be there. How do you go about trying to get these guys comfortable?
Yeah, I don't think it's about trying to motivate guys or trying to pump guys up. I think it's really just about staying to the core principles of, you know, your positioning, the details, the habits. Like when you can minimize and focus on habits, then you do kind of lose sight of the crowd and the atmosphere some. I mean, the first 20 minutes in the pregame, right, you take it in, it's exciting, you're part of this cool tradition. But as much as we can get into those habits and things, that's where I think the value of seniors. I've mentioned this before, like you win because of seniors. That's why you win. Especially in the tournament. And obviously a lot of teams have a lot of good seniors, but I would put ours up against anybody. And that's where I feel like Jackson's ability, Drew's ability, Will's ability, Nick's ability to have calming voices and be encouraging and settling for those younger guys in those moments. And when those guys have success, like really riding that and encouraging them when they're doing well.
Talk about Nick Catras, because a lot of coaches, a guy gets hurt, he's out for the season. A lot of those guys, you wouldn't see them. They would sit with their parents. They would sit in the student section. Their season's over. Nick has been with you every game, home and away. He's been around the team. Talk about his influence.
Yeah, I think that's something that is important. You know, when Theo got hurt, we had talked, and it was important for Theo to physically, with his leg, and he had not started the season with us yet, just to focus on getting healthy, what's going to happen next year. Nick started the year, played in the first game at Columbia City, then gets hurt. And it was his decision. You know, I offered, you know, you do what you need to do. You're welcome to be a part of this as much as you want. It was his decision to be part of that. And I think that just speaks to the volumes of, A, I think the program, and you know, guys want to stick around it, and they want to hang on to it as much as they can and be a part of it. Because this is the time of year you start realizing that, right? Like, you don't leave practice right when practice is over anymore. You just kind of linger, and you're talking with your coaches a little bit more, and you're talking with your buddies in the locker room, and you're hanging out. And I think Nick senses that, because there is a time when you don't dribble a ball anymore, and you don't get introduced. You know, when you walked in today, they didn't say, left desk, Roger Grossman, right?
Correct.
Like, at some point, you don't get introduced anymore. And so if you can hang on to that as long as possible, it's a pretty cool thing. And his buddies are here, and he's just been really good for us. He's handled it the right way. And I'm really proud of his approach going through the injury.
You can talk about this as much or as little as you want, but I want to talk about the sectional roster, because you're allowed to put 18 people on the roster. You can dress 12. And I looked at the sectional roster today. I had Heather Urlacher from Elkhart email me the sectional program. So I've seen your roster. Again, you can talk about this as in as much detail as you wish. What's the process by which you look at that? Because you have to do that like, what, 2-3 weeks ago. What's the process by which you look at this and say, who do I want to include? How important is it for me to have 18 or is 15 okay? Can you walk us through how you make that decision, who's part of that conversation, and how do you go about that?
Yeah, I truly look and say, in a worst-case scenario, if this situation happened, right, whether it's injury or foul trouble or sickness, who do we have that could step in and fulfill that role? And so for us, we've gotten to a point this year where we've consistently dressed 12 guys in the back half of the year, Maiden being the 12th guy, the most recent guy. So from our junior varsity team, it was Drew Sullivan, it was Elijah Wright, and then it was Meidenberger. And then I look at, you know, the one area that I would say, if you look at matchups and the potential of, in the Northridge game, we're going to have to defend the perimeter. That's the priority. And I do think we have depth with those three guys in particular that can give us that if for whatever reason we need to go that deep. In the Concord game, potentially, we're going to have to be able to do the similar thing. We're going to have to guard the arc. We're going to have to take care of the ball. So in that sense, you know, having three perimeter guys, that still leads into them. In the potential of the Penn game, I think it's important that we look at, you know, the one thing they bring to the table is their size. And so adding other guys to the mix of what we have available, I looked at, you know, Reed Nelson and Kellen Bailey, and though they may not be a traditional back-to-the-basket player, I'm really not looking through the lens of how can we get them the ball to score, because if we're throwing those guys the basketball to score, it's probably because we're making a play and creating something. We're probably not running the play for them in particular. But can they add value defensively, and can they rebound? And that's where I feel like as we build our roster for the tournament, Reed and Kellen will be listed because the potential of that last game and what that matchup could look like, do we need depth at that position, right? We have Luke Yeager. We have Andrew Potter with size. You probably go Drew as your third guy to match up with the size that they have, maybe Drew Sullivan in some capacity. And at that point, you're done, right? And so having the option to have some more size and toughness, that's kind of how I look at it. And each game is its own. The only game that matters is Northridge. And so I feel like we have the guard depth to go into that game. And if things go sideways, I believe in the guys we're going to put on the floor.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Yeah.
And good job last night. Great win. The funny thing, somebody was mentioning to me this morning, we were talking about this team and the ups and downs, and they were talking about, well, that's a good momentum builder going into the tournament. And I said, this team has no idea what momentum is because they haven't had any, good, bad, or otherwise. It's just been very 2 wins, 2 losses, a win, a loss. It's been that way.
Yep. Well, let's get one more win 3 different times.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll see you on Tuesday.
Thank you.
Matt Moore of the Warsaw Tigers, after a win last night 60-49 over Carroll, they will play Tuesday in Game 2 at Elkhart against Northridge, and our coverage will begin at about 7 o'clock on News Now Warsaw. However, the first game is Penn and Elkhart, and Penn beat them by over 50 points the first time they played them. So there could be a running clock. That game could start early. We're encouraging you to start listening early to News Now Warsaw. When we come back, an exciting night in the pool down in Indianapolis, a record-breaking night for Ian Wiebrink, and we'll talk about that coming up next here on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
If you are losing sleep or suffering with aches and pains from your old mattress, now is the time to visit Reinhold's Town Square Furniture. Hi, this is Hannah. During the President's Day sale going on now, save up to $800 on mattresses and adjustable base sets from Stearns & Foster, Tempur-Pedic, and Sealy. Check out ReinholdsFurniture.com and hurry into 118 West Main Street in Warsaw today to save on the mattress of your dreams. Reinhold's Town Square Furniture, your friends in the furniture business.
Hey, it's Andrew from Bobcat of Warsaw, and basketball is back. Who doesn't love the roar of the crowd when someone drills a three-pointer from beyond the arc? Kind of like, Who doesn't love the roar of equipment when you start it up, knowing you're about to get something done? So get your somethings done with Bobcat equipment from us. Check out our lineup of Bobcat loaders, excavators, tractors, and mowers. Come see us south of Warsaw on State Road 15. Bobcat of Warsaw is a proud sponsor of Warsaw Tiger Basketball.
Booyah!
Hello, I'm Jay Rigdon with Rock Hill Pinnock. As Hoosiers, we know there's nothing more important in basketball than the team, working together for a common goal. That's what we do in our law practice. Our team of attorneys consult together regarding cases, pooling our resources and our 200 years of legal experience to make sure that you get the best outcome for your case. Call us for an appointment at 267-6116 so our team can handle your legal needs. Rock Hill Pinnock, lawyers you can count on.
Welcome to the spa, Mrs. Williamson. Ready for your manicure?
And your beauty treatment?
And your massage?
Mommy, wake up!
Honey, did you get my shirts from the dry cleaners?
Oh, I knew I was dreaming.
Escape to the spa every day in your own bathroom with an elegant glass shower and tub enclosure designed by the specialists at Glass Doctor. All for less than you might think. Visit glassdoctor.com today to receive a free copy of our design and installation guide.
Lake City Restoration on Argonne Road in Warsaw is there when you need them most. Call 574-385-9111. Whether it's damage from a fire, flood, mold, storm, or biohazard, Lake City Restoration is the solution for your emergency service needs. Call 574-385-9111. That's 385-9111, online at lcrestore.com, or simply Google Lake City Restoration.
Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company, continues with a look at the scores and schedules for all the teams at Warsaw Community High School. It's the Tiger Sports Diary on News Now Warsaw.
Last night was prelim night at the IU Natatorium in Indianapolis for the boys' state swimming finals. In the 50 free, the top time was a kid from Lafayette Harrison who swam at 20.10 in the 50 free. Ian Wiebrink was 13th in a time of 21.24. His seed time was 21.55, so he went 21.24. That, folks, is a new school record at 21.24. The old record was 21.50, but it was only good enough for 13th in last night's race, so he'll be in the consolation race later on today. Then Ian was back in the pool for the 100-yard breaststroke, which is his best event, and his seed time was 57.27, and he went 55.65. So he shaved off a second and a half off of his seed time, and 55.65 is also a school record. He finished fifth, and so he will be in the A final today, swimming for the state championship. The low time was Lucas Bird from Elkhart, who swam at 54.19. So all Ian's got to do to beat that is shave off another second and a half to win the state championship. So we'll see how things go today. It's going to be an exciting race. You look at a lot of times, there were a lot of fast times yesterday. The water was very quick down at the Natatorium yesterday. Today, you'll have Ian racing in both of the races that he will be in today, the 50 free and the breaststroke. The boys' diving competition begins today, and that is underway down at the Natatorium. Jace Sawyer is seated ninth in the state out of 32. Ian Parrott also there, the freshman swimming in 30th position. And they have started that competition already this morning down at the pool. The semifinals are scheduled to begin at 11 o'clock and the finals after that. So good luck to those guys as they swim today. And again, you can watch that at ihsaa.tv, ihsaatv.org. I'm sorry, I said it wrong the first time. ihsaatv.org. That's the website to watch it on. And there is a pay for that. It's $10, I think, for the day. So keep that in mind. You'll have to go through a paywall to get to watch that. But it'll be exciting today. We're looking for updates on that from Indianapolis throughout the day. And if you're on Twitter and Facebook, you can follow that
at Warsaw_Tigers. The swimming and diving state championships going on in Indianapolis. The gymnastics sectional is today, and that will be at Wawasee. The Warsaw girls, our two girls, will be competing in that starting at 11 o'clock. On Tuesdays, the boys basketball sectional at Elkhart. Warsaw plays in game two. Again, that will be against Northridge. I would start listening early because when Penn played Elkhart the first time, they beat him like over 50 points, might have been 60 points. So that will likely go through a mercy rule and will end early on Tuesday, that first game. So be ready to go. I'd start listening about 6:45 just to make sure you don't miss anything. On News Now Warsaw on Tuesday as the Tigers take on Northridge in game two. Then Friday, if Warsaw wins, they play in game two against Concord. In the other semifinal, Goshen awaits the winner of Penn and Elkhart in game one on Friday night next week. Also, the boys track and field team members will be at Indiana Wesleyan for an indoor meet from 5:30 to 7 next Friday. Then next Saturday is the boys sectional championship. That is due to tip off at 7 o'clock. The girls track and field team is at a New Haven Invitational. That is being hosted by New Haven, but it's at Purdue Fort Wayne. That's also indoors. The boys will be running indoors at Indiana Wesleyan again on Saturday. And there will be some boys running at New Haven as well, again at Purdue Fort Wayne. And the gymnastics regional will be at Huntington for the opportunity if any of our girls would advance out of the sectional later on this morning and this afternoon. So that's the Tiger Sports Diary. We're at that point where the winter teams are starting to fall by the wayside one by one. It won't be too much longer before we'll be talking about the spring sports. And next week, we will kind of lay out the beginning of the spring for each of the spring teams so that you can kind of put that on your calendar to start to plan ahead to follow the Tiger spring teams. When we come back, we'll wrap things up next on News Now Warsaw.
Remember when all the weird stuff was being said, like, wear two masks before you go outside?
It's a strange world, all right.
As a matter of fact, at R&B Car Company, we never stop buying cars and selling cars. 600 vehicles to choose from right now with no payments for 90 days and rates as low as 3.79% with approved credit.
$3,500 minimum for your trade-in, or we'll match your down payment up to $3,500.
And financing options available for everyone, even the toughies.
Shop now and get pre-approved.
Shop now at rbcarcompany.com.
And now for a final thought on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company, here's Roger.
I want to take a couple minutes at the end of the show today to just kind of talk a little bit about what happened in between the JV and the varsity games last night. It was the best of things. We had a unified basketball game, champions together, Carroll and Warsaw, two of the really pioneering schools in northern Indiana for the unified sports movement. And we saw people stay in their seats in between games. They knew the game was coming, and they stayed and they cheered as loud or louder for the unified kids. And it didn't matter if Carroll scored a basket, everyone cheered. If Warsaw scored a basket, the Carroll fans cheered, and they cheered loudly. And it was so cool to see people involved in that, not just watching it. They were involved in it. They were cheering loudly for those kids. Because guess what? Those kids heard all of it. That was a big deal for them last night. So I just want to point out to you that if that was you, if you were at the game last night and you were cheering for those people, thank you. Thank you for doing that. They loved it. They will never forget that as long as they live. And so that was really neat. And when we go back to Carroll next year, it'll be the exact same thing. We'll have a unified game in between games, and it will be fun. And the Carroll people will be there, and they'll be screaming at the top of their lungs. Their students will be doing chants, and the cheerleaders will be doing cheers. And the Warsaw fans will be involved in it too. And it will be a hoot, and it will honor those kids who need good things to happen in their lives like that, to hear that cheer and know it's for them. So I just wanted to say that today. Thanks to Barb Martz, our good friend, for everything that she does for that program, for Brenda Linky, who got that started and made it a big deal at Warsaw. Barb is taking that over. She works with those kids all the time. And so that's a really big deal for her. And that's a labor of love for her. And she's doing a great job with it. And it was fantastic. So I just want to say that at the end of the show. Thanks to all the coaches for turning in their results. Again, you can follow what's going on at the IHSA swim meet down in Indianapolis. You can go to IHSAA.org and watch the results as they come in, or you can actually physically watch the event at IHSAATV.org. And remember, I think it's $10 for the fee to watch that feed. I'm Roger Grossman. Thanks to RB Car Company for doing what they do, for supporting us here on Saturday mornings, and thank you for your time and attention here on this Saturday. Dave Ramsey is coming up, and that, of course, will be followed later on by Gary Sullivan. Have a great weekend, everyone.
You've been listening to another great sporting event on News Now Warsaw, 99.7 FM and 1480 AM. For more, log on to the Warsaw Athletics website, warsaw-tigers.com. To listen to archive shows and Tiger game broadcasts, go to newsnowwarsaw.com. You can also follow News Now Warsaw on Facebook and Twitter. This has been a presentation of News Now Warsaw, a proud member of Kensington Digital Media of Indiana.